So one morning, just before I came up here, because nobody told me I was coming, right? They didn't want me to know, because they figured I was old enough at that time. I was getting ready to leave home. I was trying to make up my mind what I was going to do. You know, I was probably going to leave and go up in the hills, live up there with the brethren.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I always was, you know, worried about my mother at the same time. You know, she would worry about me if I took off, you know what I mean? Because she was up here all these years, yeah, and that sort of thing. But things at home was getting to that point where, like, you know, I had to decide what I was going to do. I had to leave or something. So I was going up in the mountains every morning to be at the waterfall by the spring. And we have, like, we use a lot of bush, a lot of herbs. You know, we didn't use soap up there, you know, because soap put the water, right? Didn't even want to put anything in the water. We try to take care of the nature.
Yeah.
So we use a lot of herbs. There's this one plant we call bacano.
Bacano?
Bacano.
How do you spell that?
I don't know, just always say
bacano.
Yeah, bacano. Yeah, so I just had a herb where we used to be, right? It's like a big green leaf that grows in a tall kind of thing like this. I think it's related to pawpaw. You know pawpaw?
Pawpaw,
like papaya.
Yeah.
So I think it's from that kind of family. It's
okay.
Like it's a tree that looks like that. The leaves grow on the top. But it doesn't have fruit, no fruit.
So you use that for...
So you take the leaf of that, and then you wet it, and then you pound it on the rock, and it turns to slime, like soap, like shampoo, like soap, right? So we use that a bit. And then we use that when I first started to grow your locks, you use that stuff when you first grow your locks. So I used to build with that every day, right? I didn't use soap, I used to use that every day. So one morning I'm up there, like just before I came up here, I was up there taking a bath and bathing with the bacano. And you know, I'm up there, I think I went up by myself, you know. Like my best friend and I, we used to go up there together. But he was more, like he grew up with his mom and dad. And his mom and dad were really nice people. So he was like a good boy, you know. He would go to school and like go home. Yeah. He didn't have any reason to rebel against them. They were really nice parents. I liked his mom and his dad. They were always good to me. You know, and his mom would feed me and stuff. But, you know, I didn't have that same thing, so I was a little more rebellious. You know what I mean? So I would go up in the bush by myself a lot of times because, you know, he would go to school and I would just go in the bush instead. So I think I was by myself that day. But so I'd be in with the back, you know, and then some of it went in my eye, you know, because it's really thick, like soap.
Yeah.
And some of it run, but it's like brownish red. So like a brownish reddish kind of slime. So it run down in my eyes. And then I opened my eyes and all I could see was white. Everything was white. And I had this vision. And I saw a mountain. I guess there was a path going up the mountain, going around the mountain. And then I heard a voice talk to me and tell me, give me this, I guess these words that kind of been with me my whole life, you know. It was telling me, the road is rocky and steep, but it's a path that your heart must keep. It's treacherous to he that fears, but glorious to the one that dares.